I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Skarmory. This is more of a topic for the very end of this series, but Pokémon Gold and Silver, and their Johto region, are rich with references to Kyoto and the Kansai region of real-life Japan. In particular, the famous gold and silver temples of Kinkakuji and Ginkakuji in the north of Kyoto are, for obvious reasons, big factors. Each of these temples is topped by a metallic bird, one gold and one silver. I'm sure you can see where this will be relevant later, but to actually look at these statues, they don't particularly resemble Ho-Oh or Lugia. What they do resemble is Skarmory. Skarmory is a steel and flying type Pokémon caught in the latter areas of the second generation games. It looks like a bird dressed in segmented metal knight-like armour. This is appropriate to both the English name, which combines sky and armoury, and the Japanese name, Ermed, a difficult to pronounce combination of air and armoured. Most Pokédex entries talk about Skarmory's armour and its surprising ability to fly. Its sturdy wings look heavy, but they are actually hollow and light, allowing it to fly freely in the sky. After nesting in bramble bushes, the wings of its chicks grow hard from scratches by thorns. Skarmory is entirely encased in hard protective armor. This Pokémon flies at close to 190 miles per hour. It slashes foes with its wings that possess sword-like cutting edges. Skarmory's steel wings become tattered and bashed in from repeated battles. Once a year, the battered wings grow back completely, restoring the cutting edges to their pristine state. Metal birds do pop up here and there in world mythologies. We've already seen some ancient Greek influences in Pokémon Generation 2. For example, Heracross, or Ariados taking its name from Ariadne. And in Greek myth, we find a monster analogous to Skarmory as well. The Stymphalian birds were man-eating birds, with beaks of bronze and sharp metal feathers like blades, much like Skarmory's blood-red wings. Heracles battled them as part of his 12 labors, and I would speculate that they were part of the inspiration behind Bubo, the mechanical owl companion from the 1981 Clash of the Titans, as well as Skarmory. There is also speculation, which I am shamelessly stealing from Bulbapedia, that Skarmory's whole existence is based on a pun in Japanese. The word for a paper crane is tsuru, whereas the word for a sword is tsurugi. Put them together, and we have a crane made of swords. Pokémon Crystal says, "The feathers that it sheds are very sharp. It is said that people once used the feathers as swords." And Ultra Sun says, "The wing feathers it sheds can be processed and made into knives, whose sharpness is recognized by the finest chefs." From its debut in the second generation, right through to the seventh, Skarmory was a phenomenally effective Pokémon in competitive singles battling. With a laundry list of resistances and immunities, great defensive stats, and a move pool with things like spikes, toxic, and rest, it could plonk itself down as an immovable object and wear out even some of the strongest Pokémon. Pokémon Sword tells us, "The pointed feathers of these Pokémon are sharper than swords. Skarmory and Corviknight fight viciously over territory." And this rivalry has been a big deal for Skarmory, which thanks to the competition from Corviknight, has fallen from the top tiers for the first time since its introduction 20 years ago. Despite no longer being the absolute number one beast, Skarmory remains a decent battler, and an interesting monster design steeped in mythology and culture. Music for Luke Loves Pokémon was written by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the podcast is by Katie Groves. If you're listening and enjoying the show, please consider helping me keep it online by supporting at patreon.com/lukelovespkmn. If you want to get in contact about upcoming monsters, Houndour and Fanpy are next. We're on Twitter and Facebook at lukelovespkmn. And if somehow you're not sick of my voice, check out my other podcast, Matt and Luke's Sci-Fi Sanctuary. It's nothing like this podcast, and not so family-friendly, and it can be found on Twitter at mlsfspod. I love Skarmory. And remember, I love you too.